This evening we are blessed with the presence of Reverend Deacon Gabriel Pike. Shamashin is a member of the St. Gregorios Orthodox Mission Church of Spokane, Washington, and has previously been with us and has given messages here on Salutho. And we invite Shamashin back, especially after a long journey of recovery that is still going on for Shamashin. We continue to pray for his quick healing. For the past few months, Shamashin has been going through a lot of therapy related to an injury that he had had, and we continue to uplift him in our prayers, and we are glad to have him here this evening, and we invite him to lead us in the devotional message for this evening.
Barak Mor. Grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowments of your Holy Spirit. And grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies from you, our Lord and our God, now and forever. Amen. Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Good evening to many. The book of Job is a complex yet exciting book where the main character, Job, attempts to understand the reasons for the tragedies and sufferings he experiences in his life. We have all had experiences which involve personal suffering because of some tragic event in our life. Job, in that sense, was no different from us. He suffered great losses all at once and wondered why the Lord had allowed the tragedies and evils to overtake him in his life. So please, all of you, open your Bibles to the book of Job, chapter 1, verses 13 through 21 in the Orthodox Study Bible. Chapter 1, verses 13 to 21. Now there was a day when Job's sons and daughters were drinking wine in the house of their elder brother. And behold, a messenger came to Job and said, "The yokes of oxen were plowing, and the female donkeys were feeding beside them. Then raiders came and took them captive and killed the servants with the sword. And I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another messenger came and said to Job, "Fire fell from heaven and burned up the sheep, and likewise consumed the shepherds. And I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another messenger came and said, "Horsemen formed three bands against us. They surrounded the camels, took them captive, and killed the servants with the sword. I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was yet still speaking, another messenger came and said, "Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine with their elder brother in his home. And suddenly a great wind came from the desert and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell on your children, and they all died. I alone have escaped to tell you." Then Job arose, tore his robe, shaved off the hair of his head, and he fell to the ground and worshipped, saying, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. As it seemed good to the Lord, so also it came to pass. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Job was hit with financial ruin when he lost his material possessions, his oxen and donkeys, his sheep and all his camels, as well as all of the servants who tended to those animals. Job was indeed a very wealthy man, but his greatest loss at this time was not his material possessions, rather the loss of all his children, 7 sons and 3 daughters he had. Oh, how much suffering there is for the loss of life of just one of our sons or daughters from our community. If you have not lost a son or daughter, a brother or sister, to an untimely death, you probably still know and have seen the grief of some of the parents who have lost their children. It causes unspeakable sorrow. Job lost all of his children, 10 of them. Yet Job said, "The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away." Job suffered and mourned greatly for the loss of his 10 children, as we all would, even if we had lost only one. His children were his future, but he acknowledged that all his possessions, and even his children, belonged to the Lord. Yahweh had loaned to Job, so to speak, all the possessions, even his children. Job's responsibility was to be a good steward of the Lord's possessions. Too often, we look at all that we own, and even our own children, as our possessions. This was Job's virtue, that he recognized who was the source of all his wealth. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. As it seemed good to the Lord, so also it came to pass. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We forget that all we have comes from the Lord, to Yahweh. But Job did not curse Yahweh as a result of his losses. He chose rather to praise God for what he had once possessed. Now, God was not yet done with Job. Next, God allowed Job's good health to be taken away from him. Job broke out with malignant sores from his feet all the way up to his head. Most of us will suffer the loss of our good health as we age. How many of us have the heart to praise God when we suffer from ill health? Let me give you a real life example. Between the years of 1995 and 2013, over a period of 18 years, I underwent 15 different surgeries for a variety of conditions. I had 5 operations on my knee, 2 on my heart, 2 on my mouth, 5 on my back, and most recently, as Achen said, I broke my femur while playing basketball at a local retreat in San Antonio for St. George's Orthodox Church. Now, there may be 1 or 2 other people in our church worldwide who probably have had worse health than I. If there are, I pray for them, as I know many of you have prayed for me. The point I want to make is not to brag about my illnesses. I praise God for allowing me to see firsthand that eventually this body, my 63-year-old body, which has been worn out by sin, is not my permanent body. Rather, I will be given a new body with my resurrection in Christ Jesus our Lord. Still, during those times, I found myself asking God, as Job did, "What are you trying to tell me, God? What wrong did I do to deserve these troubles?" Sadly, sicknesses, suffering and ill health become the norm before we all die. A sudden death without a long-term illness is rare in America. Most people who die have suffered at least some time before their deaths. Death was certainly not a surprise. Most often, we are very surprised when our children die before us parents. None of us expects that. Yet, we should not and would not curse God for the sufferings and illnesses in our life. So let's return to the book of Job for a minute. Job insisted that he was a righteous man, and he could not get a reasonable explanation as to why he was given all of the suffering he had received. His friends told him that he must have sinned to be given so many sufferings. In fact, many of us wonder if we are being punished for some sin or other. Maybe that's why we have to suffer. We don't think Yahweh would cause to suffer any man if he were innocent. But in fact, that is exactly what happened to Jesus. He was the perfect human, sinless and without fault, who was led as a lamb to the slaughter, as it says in Isaiah. What man would choose to die for a righteous man? Not many would choose that. How much less would a man choose to allow himself to be crucified for my sins and for your sins? Yet, that is exactly what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did for us. So I know that I am not sinless, and you probably know as well that we deserve to suffer for our sins, but Christ did not, because he was sinless. Taking that to heart, we must learn to thank God for the opportunity to suffer in gratitude for the suffering he went through for us. Let me say that again. Taking that to heart, we must learn how to thank God for the opportunity to suffer in gratitude for the sufferings he went through for us. Realistically, it must acknowledge that some point in our life, or at many points in our life, we will be faced with a choice to bless the Lord or complain to him about the suffering we all must go through. Looking at suffering as an opportunity to grow in God's graces can make a huge difference in the quality of that suffering. Finally, let us remember that this body we now occupy, we live in it only on a temporary basis. We received a promise that we all will be renewed when Christ returns. So I encourage all of you to take some time this week to read some of the book of Job. Then take your questions, and you should have some questions after reading it. Take those questions to your Achens and have him answer those questions. May God have mercy on us all and keep us from the second death, rather, that we receive life eternal because we have received into our bodies the body and blood of our Lord, Master, and Savior, Jesus Christ. Unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory, thanks, and blessing for his living words to us. Unto his Father who sent him for our salvation, and to his living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.